Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Marceline White, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition. And Marceline's here this morning to talk to us about consumer rights and how consumers can protect themselves. So, Marceline, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since you were on the show, and we'd like to have you every now and then because your organization is doing such good stuff, and especially because it's in an area that touches all of us, including me. I mean, I learned some things the last time, so thanks again. First of all, for those of our listeners who didn't catch the last show, could you tell us a little bit about the coalition?
Sure. The Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, or MCRC, was founded in 2000, so we're 15 years old now. And we were founded by a group of folks working on poverty, people from legal aid, legal services, housing representatives, who really noticed that in Annapolis, policymakers, legislators heard a lot from businesses, but they weren't really hearing from people on the ground about how policies affected, you know, working families across the state. So my organization was really founded to be that voice. We like to think that we help represent the voice of Maryland consumers, and we really focus on low-income families, hard-hit communities to make sure that legislators are hearing how those policies will affect communities and what kinds of policies we need to help people build assets, keep money in their pocket, and get more money in their pockets, basically.
Yeah, that's a tall order nowadays, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah, yeah. So I know you folks do education. You do a lot of lobbying in Annapolis.
Yeah. So the way we really look at it is when you look at consumer protection or consumer issues, everyone is a consumer if you buy something. Right. But what we really focus on are what I think about is kitchen table issue, bread and butter issues. You know, people need access to cars or some kind of way to get around, transportation. People need to keep the lights on, so utilities. People need some kind of affordable place to live. So we really focus on big picture issues. People have debt. People need access to credit. And what we do is think about consumer issues in three ways. One, you have to be educated to understand what the best choice is for you. You have to have clear information from companies so you can make a good decision. Mm-hmm. You have to know what kinds of predatory tricks and traps are out there, who's trying to take your money without actually providing a good service. So that's part of the education piece. We also know that there are issues that keep coming up again and again, and new issues. And so people need to understand new kinds of scams, like computer and identity theft scams, so you can be prepared and prevent them. But also large-scale issues about access to affordable housing, what's happening if, you know, financial institutions aren't doing what they say they need to do, and putting in place legislation that will help, again, everyone in the state, but with our focus really looking at those who an extra $500, an extra $10,000 is going to make a huge difference in their lives.
Right.
So we put in policies and we do research to document problems, and then we come up with legislation and lobby for it to try to get in place economic policies in our state that really work for the majority of people.
That's great. That's great. How can someone find out more information about the coalition?
Well, we would love for lots of people to join us. We have about 8,000 supporters across the state, and it's free to be a supporter. You can join on our website, which is www.maryland, spelled out, M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D, consumers, also spelled out with an S, .org. You can also find us on Facebook, which is MD Consumer, and join there. And what that allows you to do is take actions, be up to date on consumer fraud, consumer education. And when there are bills in Annapolis or in Congress, in the U.S. Congress, that affect consumer protection and financial issues, we let you know about them and how you can weigh in and have a voice.
Great, great. Thank you. And telephone?
Yes, 410-624-8980.
Okay, so that's Maryland Consumers, M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D, consumers.org.
Yes.
Or 410-624-8980.
That's right. We are also on Twitter, I should mention, which is MD Consumers.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. I wanted to ask you about Annapolis.
Yes.
We just had an Annapolis session. We got a new governor. We got a newly elected legislature. Yes. How did they do?
Well, I think on a lot of issues, they did really well. On consumer issues, I would say it's a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. We had a couple important wins and then areas where we'll probably come back next year. So one of the biggest wins we had was an issue that's important to folks in Baltimore City, which are tax lien foreclosures. As listeners may have known, there was a report last year put out by the Able Foundation. But what we had found is that up to 2,000 homeowners were facing foreclosure on their homes for tax bills that were $250 and above. So that's not a lot of money to be behind to lose your home.
Right.
And when legal service providers that we work with looked into this and offered help, what we found is it was primarily older women who had owned their homes for 25 years or more, people who were on a fixed income and had some kind of setback. You know, you need a repair that you didn't count on, or you have a medical bill you didn't count on, and you can't keep up. So these people are losing their home and their equity. We were able to pass legislation that increased the amount of money it would take to put somebody into foreclosure from $250 to $750. Okay. It's also going to create enabling legislation that the city council will have to pass, which means that you can create a payment plan for people. Because a lot of times you may be able to pay, you know, $20 a month, but you can't come up with the $750 right away. And it'll create a little bit of a longer timeline for people, so they'll have more notice and they can have a longer time to seek help from providers to get the help they need to be able to pay off these tax lien foreclosures.
It sounds like a much more humane way of dealing with something, and really the spirit of the law rather than a strict interpretation of a law that probably was out of date 25 years ago.
Absolutely. I think, you know, what we know is you don't want to penalize people who've done the right thing their whole lives, have saved up, own a house, and they'd lose that asset for nothing. That's not in the best interest of the city, the neighborhoods, or the state.
Absolutely. Good job. That's a win.
Thanks. So that's a big win.
Yeah.
Another issue we're going to come back to next year is the issue of affordable auto insurance. And that's an issue statewide. But as, again, in Baltimore City, it's particularly relevant. Senator Catherine Pugh is sponsoring this legislation. But what we have found is if you apply for auto insurance in Maryland and you have bad credit, you automatically pay 40% more.
Wow.
So it's a 40% penalty just for having bad credit. And there's lots of reasons people have bad credit. And it has nothing to do with driving. We tried to pass legislation, it didn't pass, saying that you need to take away factors that aren't related to driving when you set somebody's auto insurance rate. So right now in Maryland, you can look at education, you can look at if somebody's married or not, if they own their home or rent their home, what their credit score is, and what their occupation is. And all of those help set their auto insurance rate. And the way it plays out is that families who rent, people who are single, people who have a high school education or less, all pay more than people who are in another category. And we just think that's wrong. We think it should be about how you drive, not who you are.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, it sounds like the insurance companies are just focusing on who's going to file a claim.
I think they're focusing on that and in their business line, you know, wealthier homeowners with, you know, high paying jobs can buy all of their products. You can buy the auto insurance and the home insurance.
Right.
They can bundle it. So they feel like they're subsidizing those clients on the backs of low income families who don't have those assets.
Yeah. They're pulling them in with the lower auto insurance rates.
Exactly. And then they can sell them other lines. Yeah. And for these other clients who, you know, may not have a home that they own, they pay for it. And we think that's wrong.
That's appalling. Yeah. That's wrong and appalling.
And I think, you know, we did polling research and lots of people agree with us. The majority of Marylanders, Republican, Democrat, Independent, think that auto insurance should be based on your driving record.
Yeah.
Have you had accidents? How many years have you been driving? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not, you know, are you married?
Yeah.
What's your credit?
What can our listeners do to support that?
Well, there are a couple things. We are going to be doing some outreach and some kind of listening tours this summer where we want to hear from people and hear people's stories. If your auto insurance is really high, we know some people have moved from one zip code to another and their auto insurance rate went up. We want to know about that because we're trying to document the problems. We want to know what it would mean for families who, you know, are working families. If you had an extra $500, what would you do with that? Because we're trying to make the case that for a lot of people, you can save $500 or $1,000. That's really meaningful to a lot of families. Yeah. And we need to make that argument and hear from folks to help us document that and build support. And if you join up on our website, we'll let you know, because there will be times in Annapolis next year where we really need you to contact your legislators and let them know this is important to you.
Right, right. So go to Maryland Consumer, spelled out, .org. And,
that's right.
Join up.
Yep, it's right on the top. Just sign up. Yep.
Join up and realize that by your signing up and by your participating, you could save yourself $500 or more in insurance.
That's absolutely right. And you'll get information about how to protect yourself from other scams. And it's free to join. But we really are a small organization where our strength comes in is from the supporters and members who contact their legislators and work with us on these other issues.
I wrote it down that I'm going to join. I'm sorry.
Excellent.
That I haven't done that. I'm sorry I haven't done that yet. I should have done that after the last time, Marceline. But you know how.
There's always more time, but please do.
I put it down with the star, so
excellent.
I will do it this time.
Excellent.
I promise. You see my hands up.
I will. We have ways of checking. Yeah. That's great.
Right, yeah. Right. We have. Well, you have ways. You alphabetize it, and then you
exactly.
Look, right? Yeah. All right. Neat. We've got about a minute left.
Okay.
Could you, what would you add?
I would love to tell you about two events we have coming up. I think this will, hopefully your listeners will be interested. One is our project focusing on older adults and protecting them from consumer and financial fraud. It's called SOAR, which is Securing Older Adult Resources. We're having an event on May 14th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 at the Waxter Senior Center. On 1000 Cathedral Street. Wells Fargo is providing a lunch, but we're going to have housing counselors, legal service providers, people from the city's Department of Aging to help you find out how you can save money, how to protect yourself from financial fraud. If you need housing counseling advice or tax lien foreclosure advice, we'll have people there to sign you up. If you need advice on... if you need other kinds of legal counsel, we have people there to do intake. And so it's really going to be, we're going to be doing 10 of those across this city in the next year.
Neat. And you've got, did you say you wanted to?
We are going to be doing a report in June grading the banks on their access to financial services. You know, we talk about food deserts, and we're really looking at banking deserts. Where in Baltimore City are we lacking access to bank services, bank products, and what can we do to work with banks and encourage banks to invest in communities where they haven't invested?
Yeah. A critical element in Baltimore because
absolutely.
There are big swaths of the city that have nothing.
Absolutely. And if all you have is a check cashing service and you don't have an ATM that you can get to,
that's what you go to.
A real problem.
Yeah, that's what you go
and
to.
And you pay more.
And you pay a lot more.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming out in June, and it focuses on Baltimore City. So it'll look at who's doing well and who's not doing well on those.
Right. Yes. Sounds like some great stuff. I urge everyone to join, as I'm going to join, and to follow up, because what your organization is doing is it's protecting all of us, and it's especially protecting the folks that are the most vulnerable and who are in much more need of protection. So I commend your efforts. Could you give us that contact information, please, one more time?
Certainly. The website is MarylandConsumers.org, www.Maryland spelled out, consumers with an S.org. The Facebook page is MD Consumers, and our Twitter is also MD Consumers. And our phone number is 410-624-8980.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Marceline.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Marceline White, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, for being our guest today. Thank you, and keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods And we'll see you next time.